All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1, verse 20 and 21. You search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. John 5:39. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. 1 Peter 1, verse 23. For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4, verse 12. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Isaiah 55, verse 10 and 11. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. Psalm 33, 9. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. Proverbs 30, verse 5. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Psalm 119, verse 89. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. Psalm 33, verse 6. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, to the glory of God through us. 2 Corinthians 1:20. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. 1 Peter 1, verse 24 and 25. The Bible is your deed of inheritance. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Acts 20, verse 32. To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of